The one thing they love more than a hero is to see a hero fail, fall, die trying.
Bane steps back, three-pointer, that's good. Bane was fabulous in that first round, including from three-point range.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards. I am Gary, your host. It is great to be with you, as always. Even though we're a couple days late this week, we usually like to get episodes out Monday night, Tuesday morning. Today, it's Wednesday. And yeah, you card collectors and investors, I am just so glad you are with us. Hopefully, you enjoyed the last two episodes we had with Tyson Beck from Basketball Forever and the Forever Network, but also an incredible card designer, card collector, lover of NBA basketball. If you haven't listened to those two episodes, I would encourage you to like hit pause right now on this YouTube channel or this podcast, whatever it is you're doing to listen to the smooth baritone voice. I am Gary. I'm a collector, basketball cards, an investor, somewhat because I wanted a hobby that, you know, didn't actually lose money, but somehow made money for me or for my family. And it was a fun, profitable thing to get into. I'm not sure what got you into it today, but last week I was out of town and at some retreat, basically some training for work, and just a great opportunity to remember why we do what we do. And today I want to talk a bit about, well, I want to talk about all the things. Let me just say from the very beginning, the get-go, I'm sitting here with one piece of paper. I don't know if you can see all this there. It's on, you can barely see it on the YouTube. It just covered everything up. One of the things I do, friends, and I have done since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, since Moby Dick was a sardine, I have been, quoting Tom Burns, no, I have been doing this thing where If Nathan Miller were to be here and say, Gary, why do you do what you do? You know, why do you make these lists of top players to invest in or top cards to buy this season or breakout players? Well, I've always made lists. That's been my thing. I think as a kid, I would always watch, you know, the playoff standings and the AP polls for college football, the list of hot prospects coming out in baseball. I collected baseball cards as a kid back in the 80s. Yeah, that's right. Some of you weren't even born in the 80s or the 90s, but you're listening and you're collecting and you are investing. One of the things that's crazy now is that the world has just expanded the ways to connect, the ways to get involved. And it's funny. We have had listeners, we're almost 2 years old as a podcast. We've had listeners from 77 countries around the world. And one of the things I like to do, you guys, is tell my story, things I'm learning, mistakes I'm making, opportunities that I see in the sports card market, especially basketball cards. I mean, let's get real. Basketball is why a lot of us are here. Maybe that's how you found our podcast. You're a 76ers fan, or you're a Golden State fan. In fact, one of my cousins, we were talking this week, and he is a Steph Curry fan. And I'm like, hey, I got to respect that. Yeah, you know, the best thing about the NBA is there are great players to watch. They're doing incredible things every night. I don't know if you've seen this scoring outburst, really, how the points and players averaging 25 points, if you listen to Brian Windhorst or any of these other analysts, it is the highest scoring season on record for players that are scoring over 25 points a game or players that are scoring over 30 points a game. We'll see if they can keep it up, right? We'll see if Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Joel Embiid and Giannis and Steph Curry and LeBron James and Luka Doncic and who else do I have to name? Jason Tatum? Like so many dudes. Damian Lillard, they're doing it. They're doing it. And, you know, I ask the question, when they do it, like when Jason Tatum goes off for 50, drops a 50 spot on Martin Luther King Day, like, are his cards increasing in value? Are they selling more quickly on eBay? Are there more people going into their Discord and their Facebook groups and their whatnot, all the things to buy Jason Tatum cards more than they did yesterday? And the answer is sometimes. The answer is pay attention. The answer is don't react on just an impulse of one game or one triple-double by Nikola Jokic, who, by the way, looks like the third consecutive MVP award. Might as well just write his name on it right now there in Denver. You guys, man, you got a center, a point guard, a small forward. You got five players rolled up in one, and the other guys just basically revolve around the sun and shoot threes. So Aaron Gordon's having himself a season. But let me get to the lists for today. I want to cover several lists, five guys. In fact, my piece of paper that I just showed you, I've got like, I literally, as I was traveling this week, I got to throw on the reading glasses. That's what these are, kids, reading glasses. I got to see these in larger print. Five guys. I've got lists of players who I think can't miss as far as a long-term investment, as cards, collectibles, autographs, the highest upside, five of the highest upside players, five players dropping 50s, having 50-point games, five first-time All-Stars, guys I think should be in the game, five we got next. They're stepping up, ramping it to the next level. Five respect the superstar, young guns, Eastern prospects, Western prospects, way better than you realize, dudes, backups. Five guys rekindled that flame, that potential, that All-Star performance thing coming back. My favorite five. It's so funny. I wrote my favorite five, and then I wrote like nine names down. Do you ever do that? You're like, oh yeah, that guy's an All-Star, and then you name 36 people that should be All-Stars. And you're like, wait a minute, what's the All-Star game? Right? Here we are in 5 weeks. Guys, we're going to have the All-Star, NBA All-Star game, the dunk contest, three-point contest. I can't wait. Man, some of these names, Shaedon Sharpe, isn't it Mac McClung is going into the dunk contest? There are so many guys that it'll be fun to watch and see what they do in the next level. What about the Rising Stars game, the sophomores against the freshmen, the rookies against the second-year dudes? I've got five unicorns, five villains, five heartbreaks, and five draft busts. Five draft busts. So when I talk about any of these lists, you guys, there's always that balance I'm trying to keep of, hey, I pay attention to what's going on in the NBA and what players are doing, how they're stepping up, what their performance is like on the court, and then also what their teams are doing, because sometimes you can have a player that's scoring 25 or 30 a game and nobody cares. Like, nobody cares when it comes to sports cards and investing and that player's value long-term. We like to talk about when that connection happens. In fact, right now, basketball card investors, let's do like a status update, right? Right now, sometimes my Facebook, do you guys still do? I used to do Facebook, and I would get on there and it would say, how are you feeling? And then you post a status. I'm feeling optimistic that the basketball card market is going to not only stabilize, but go up in value and in excitement, in demand, in ways that make sense over these next 6 months. That's how I've positioned myself, and a lot of you guys have. But I've also positioned myself like, even if it doesn't, I've got cards and players that I enjoy having. So that's the beauty of being investor and collector. Like, if cards go up and I've posted them to sell on eBay or whatever, like, great, that's awesome. If they don't, I think they eventually will. Right? Some of this is a long game, a patience game. But let me get into, I'll do three lists before the break, and then we'll do four lists after the break. So this is like bonus episode. That's like the five buys show that we do once in a while on steroids. If you look at some of our past episodes, you can go back and see, oh, he has a five buys series where we talk about five players on the rise, cards to watch out for. We've got a series called Basketball Cards 101 for those of you and those of us that need to be reminded of the basics, you know, or those of you that are starting out in this world, this basketball card collecting world. So here are, let me start with this list. Five can't miss players of the modern era. And when I say can't miss, I believe almost all of them, maybe four of these five names have MVPs already. And I think the other guy is probably going to get at least one. So five can't miss players. These are guys that I would say, look, there's already some value, some some price baked in when you think about these players' cards. These are Hall of Fame players. These are guys that our kids will be telling their kids about, and their kids will be telling their kids about, in some different ways, how they've changed the game. And so here are the names. Maybe you could think of a sixth, or you'll be like, hey, how come you didn't mention Kawhi Leonard? Well, stay healthy. And even after that, I don't know that Kawhi Leonard would do the things over the course of his career that these five. So I've got LeBron James, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jason Tatum, Nikola Jokic. Those are my five. I pick players that have had playoff success, that have had MVP-type seasons, multiple All-Star games, several that are older and nearing the end of their careers, if they'll ever end. LeBron James, what is he, 39? Like, dude, and he's performing at such an incredible level right now. I mean, they have needed a guy with AD out to step up and score 35 a game and 8-9 assists, 8-9 rebounds. LeBron's numbers for the last 10-15 games have been out of this world, people. And some big milestones ahead of him. So LeBron, Steph, Giannis, Tatum, and Jokic. All five of those teams. If I told you that any of their teams would win this season's championship, you shouldn't be surprised. Like, Denver is on fire. They're number one in the West. Jason Tatum, although it would just be returning to the finals for him and having another MVP season and just stepping up his scoring and leadership, he is still crazy young. And that 2017 rookie class has several hidden gems. Not talking about the 96 insert, if you know what I mean. But Giannis and Steph, man, those are guys that will be remembered for a decade or two of basketball excellence. The Steph Curry market, when you talk about his rookie cards, those are expensive and they're hard to find in great condition. You will pay a lot more for a Steph Curry rookie, I believe, than you would for a Giannis rookie, which right now some of those are at a great deal. And I would say of all these teams, the Milwaukee Bucks look a bit, I know they just got Joe Ingles and I know they've got Bobby Portis. They're actually really, really good. And Chris Middleton, if he comes back healthy, that's a contender to make a very deep run and maybe win another championship. So those are five can't miss players. The challenge for me with investing in their cards would be with buying at the right time, buying the right card, and buying a card that I'm happy to keep long-term if I want, or if they win a championship, I can sell and buy it back later. So let me give you a for instance. Any of these players have nice, affordable rookie cards for different budgets. So like LeBron James, there's anything from the LeBron's Diary cards from 2004, LeBron's Bazooka, LeBron's just Topps base. Some of those can be graded, some of those not. But you can get a good LeBron rookie for $100 or less. No joke. And you could also get a good LeBron rookie for $100,000. Like, there's all kinds of levels. I've chosen to get in on just the Topps base graded cards, PSA 8, PSA 9, PSA 10. And I keep saying PSA. That just means they're graded, they're protected, they're preserved, they're beautiful cards, their condition's been affirmed, and they are more valuable. They are more sought after. So LeBron is a 2003 rookie card. Steph Curry, 2007. And those cards are harder to find. Some of those are 2008, but 2007, I believe, is the main Steph Curry rookie. And then Giannis, 2013, man. Oh, I wish I could have gone back in time and said, I'm just going to buy up all of the Prism Silver Giannis's I could find. And they were in huge supply back then because nobody knew who that kid was. Nobody knew. They were all excited about Victor Oladipo. He's not bad. But, you know, they were excited about other players. And Giannis slid down. If you watch the movie Rise, we watched that over the holidays. Rise, about Giannis and his brothers. It's an awesome, awesome flick, Hartley. It's an awesome movie. You know, so I definitely think Giannis and a 2013 rookie would be worth investing in. If you are a Giannis fan, it's just cool to have. I've bought several that were raw or ungraded and had them graded. And one of them turned out great and was a 9. And I was able to resell it and make some money. But there's still this idea of, look, if I can buy a card cheaper in the off season think September, and sell it in the prime of a big season for Giannis, think May or think February. There's a rhythm there that we could get into, a buying and selling that might make you more money than just buying one card and holding it forever. Then there's the more recent dudes, Jason Tatum 2017, Nikola Jokic 2015. Jokic being a center, his market is not like volatile. It doesn't go up quickly. It's just he's a center, but he's a three-time MVP who is well worth your consideration and your investment. I would just encourage you. Number one, I don't tell you what to do. Number two, I tell you to know yourself, okay? Know what you like when it comes to basketball and cards and the hobby. Buy cards that you're going to like looking at and like having, right? If you don't like it, why would somebody else want to buy it from you, right? So go for it. But I do think there is a premium on guys who are in that GOAT conversation, greatest of all time. And those five players, I feel you might want to add Luka Doncic. Okay. You might want to put Kawhi's resume up there somehow and talk about James Harden. And there's a lot of great players in the league. But I'm just saying those are five guys that I feel really good about long term and would say they can't miss as far as if you get a good entry point buying their cards, you won't regret it. Let me go to another list. Let's do the some of these I want to talk about for a while. I'll do the way better than you realize list, and then I'll take a break. All right, way better than you realize. These are five. Did I do six? No, I did five. Five players that, they're just way better than you realize. I mean, if you don't watch them, you get NBA League Pass. Do you guys tune in and follow the game? A lot of sports card collectors and dealers, they just go on what's hot and what the buzz is about. So they just, ooh, LaMelo, ooh, Cade, ooh, Evan Mobley. But they don't know. The first guy on my list, way better than you realize, is Franz Wagner. I'm just saying, all around, great, great game, great player, young player on a team that desperately needs some building blocks for the future. Franz Wagner. I'll just rattle through the other names. Kyle Kuzma. Dude, these are some names that could get moved by the trade deadline. Jamal Murray, back, healthy, big moments ahead for Jamal 2016 rookie class. If you want a low-key buy on a Jamal Murray card, go after the raw optic hollows from 2016, or even just some of the other variations that Optic and Prism did of Jamal Murray. But the 2016 optic hollow, I think, is a gorgeous card. Jamal Murray. And then in that same year, Domantas Sabonis. He might be an all-star, you guys, in Sacramento. What a trade that worked out for both teams. Indiana gets Halliburton, and they're winning even without him. And then you've got Domantas Sabonis going to the Kings. People don't realize how good that guy is. Finally, and I've got the hiccups, so I got to get to a break here. Finally, I'm going to go with Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant in Portland. There's a team. In fact, there's several teams in the league right now, like Portland, Toronto, Houston. Man, they got so much talent, but they're not winning basketball games. Portland does when Damian Lillard takes over, but they just got to figure out how to get these pieces parts all working together. And Jeremy Grant is one of those, same rookie class, I believe, as the Joker 2015. Is it 2014? I think it's 2014. I could be wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. Some of you guys listen to me and you're like, hey, dude, you're wrong about that. You messed up about that guy. You said Steph Curry's rookie was that year. Now it's, it's this year. Say, I do want your feedback because I can admit when I'm wrong, people. Like, there are times, we just got to, admit it, come clean, learn from your mistakes. You're not perfect, neither am I, right? But tell me, give me a shout out. Maybe you got an idea. Maybe you've got a, take that you want to push back on something that I've said, or you've got a card like, hey, how come you mentioned all your sure things and you didn't even say Joel Embiid? Like, you didn't even say whoever it is you think I didn't even say. You Kevin Durant fans, I need to hear from you. So give me a message. Give me a shout out at Hoops and Cards on Instagram, or Gary at hoopsandcards.com, whatever you want to do. Comment in the YouTube comment section. I don't care. I just love hearing from you, and it's great to interact from you. And let's do this. I will, man, you give me your take, especially you new listeners. You give me a take, say, hey, I would listen to the show. I heard your list of guys who were way better than you realize, but you forgot, my man, whoever your man is, Alperen Şengün, right? Message me at Hoops and Cards, and I'll send you a free card. I went through all my collection this week, and there's some cards I'm just ready to give away. Not because they suck, but because I'd love to just give you some cards, right? That's why I'm doing this. I'm here to add value to your world, our worlds as card collectors and investors. So at Hoops and Cards, give me your take, and I'll send you a card, especially new listeners. Let's go. And now it's time for the break.
Wizards. What kind of name is that anyway? For a basketball team? The Wizards? What are they? Like magicians in hoods?
All right, so welcome back to Hoops and Cards, and I love doing lists. I love it. I'd love to hear your list, your top five prospects. Top five guys you collect, whatever list you want to do. Top five players that nobody else cares about, but somehow you always wind up with their cards. Top five guys you can't stop wondering if they're ever going to perform or do something important. Marvin Bagley III, who are you? You know, what players are you tracking with? Shoot me a message at Hoops and Cards on Instagram or Gary at hoopsandcards.com. You guys can see I'm off with the headset today. We'll see how that works. Testing that out a little bit. I have all these lists. I've got a page in front of me of like 15, 20 lists of players. And one of them is guys who are making a comeback, guys who are on fire again that maybe you thought, I wonder if it's time for them to hang. I wonder if they're going to recover from injury. I wonder if they're going to get the kind of role that they hoped for. And these five names, just give one name, sort of like Messi and Ronaldo and Haaland, you know, in soccer or global football, really. Guys can go by one name. Well, how about these names? Kyrie, Russ, Clay, Zion, Jamal. I guess maybe Jamal doesn't stand out so much, but guys that are back with a vengeance, back on fire, and I'm fascinated, curious to see where their card markets go. I think I probably just named at least three Hall of Famers, but Kyrie Irving, I think the Brooklyn Nets are number one, incredibly talented. Number two, wildly unstable and unpredictable. I don't enjoy collecting their cards. However, we got to just say it like it is. When Kyrie and KD are on fire, and when all those pieces parts around them, like Nick Claxton and Seth Curry and TJ Warren and Cameron Thomas, like they've got some dudes around them. But Kyrie's playing great basketball. Got to give it up to him. What about Russell Westbrook? Could he win sixth man of the year? Has he found a home in LA, or will there be a big trade? I think another thing we should talk about is five players to watch around the trade deadline. And we'll get to that. But these five players that are rekindled, Clay, Zion, Jamal, Russ, and Kyrie, some of them could be good opportunities for you to flip a card of theirs. In fact, I named players. I think all of them, except maybe Russ, are looking at another playoff run. I don't know, you know, what the Lakers are going to do. It's funny how every day there's a headline now about LeBron as asking for a trade. Lakers rumored to be going after Damian Lillard. Like, there's all these weird things. I'm like, how is that going to happen? What could they possibly do to make that team better? In the meantime, we can just go with what we see on the court. Jamal Murray is going to have some big moments down the stretch. Michael Porter Jr. even is playing healthy and knocking down a lot of threes. Zion Williamson, my man, like Zion and LaMelo. I just have to raise the awareness here. Those are the two premier names in their sets of rookie cards. 2019 was the year of Zion, and 2020 was the year of LaMelo. And I'm at this point where, as a fan and as a collector, let me just say this. Those players came in with such hype, so a lot of their cards were bought, the values were driven up, their names were just pushed to the forefront of everybody. You didn't have to follow basketball. You just knew the guys to collect from the NBA right? Zion, Ja, LaMelo, Anthony Edwards, Luka. But Zion and LaMelo, interesting players on teams that have trouble staying healthy, that have yet to make a playoff splash. Now, if Zion stays or gets healthy and he's got Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum, then I think we can see a good showing by the Pelicans in April and May. I think there's some opportunity with Zion. The only reason I haven't bought Zion cards personally, okay, is that I don't resonate with him as a player. Like I come on here as a podcaster. I am a guy who collects, and unlike you, like, we have our favorites and we have the guys that we're like, yeah, I mean, I guess they're good, but I'm not buying their cards, right? Players that I guess they're great, but it's not your job to buy up every great player. I had to like recover from FOMO of saying, man, there are some guys that I don't want to miss out on. A guy who's affordable now, but maybe his cards will take off, especially when you see, did you guys see what happened with the Pro Football Playoffs? Like Brock Purdy, who has won like 6 games in a row as a starter in the NFL, who nobody knew when he first had cards and first came out of college. Now his cards are on fire. Doesn't matter what card it is. Or Trevor Lawrence, these quarterbacks that have big playoff wins, their card values take off like crazy that day that they win a game. Sometimes within an hour, Trevor Lawrence makes a comeback from being down by 4 touchdowns and boom. I start to wonder, can that same thing happen in basketball? Now, the answer is not usually. It's extremely rare, extremely rare. Donovan Mitchell had a 71-point game, and his cards, I mean, there was a little bit of a reaction. People, wow, hey, Donovan Mitchell, I guess that guy can score. But it's not like his cards have taken off and tripled in price or even gone up 20%. Like, still very affordable as far as a player and an MVP candidate who's young and can do all the things and has playoff years ahead of him. So I would say, like, chill. Don't worry about missing a big comeback or a big moment, especially when basketball has already baked in. You've got 82 games. It's a long season. Brett, yes, cut the season in half, man. Make the regular season mean something. Make these games and these performances, make players motivated to not sit out every other game. Like, why do I have to worry that every time I look at the schedule for the Cavaliers, I'm like, oh, that's the one time Luka's going to be in town, or Damian Lillard's coming to town, or Brandon Ingram, or Zion. And then, like, every time those dudes sit out because it's part of a 5-game road trip and they don't want to, you're going to lose to Cleveland anyway. You know, they just, I think there would be something that would impact the card market values too if they would shorten the season. But since they're not, the guys that right now I would say are having a resurgence and playing better, whether I collect their cards or not, they're doing well. And there's a lot of them in the league. I want to talk for a moment about my favorites. Okay. And I have more than 100 cards of 3 of these players. So more than 100 cards of LeBron James. He's the guy that got me back into it. Lifelong fan here of the Cavaliers. This is a podcast from Akron. So we see not just the player and just the development of him since he was a high school freshman, you know, but a lot of people around here in our area have been blessed or gifted by the way he and his family give back to the community. So I enjoy LeBron James and following his career. But Darius Garland, same deal, except he's not from here. He just wound up here, and he's awesome. He's humble. He's hardworking. He scores. He shoots. He's max player at age, 22? Love Darius Garland. Also have invested pretty heavily in him, maybe too heavily. So, Darius, like, keep rocking, you know. Give us a couple chips. That'd be sweet. One chip would be fine. Like, just do good stuff in May. That would be great because there's some cards I did buy to resell of yours. So Darius Garland, another guy, no surprise to you, is, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I just put him as Reese. Tyrese Maxey. He is a thrill to watch. I love when players have fun on the court. And he's humble. He's hardworking. He's teachable. He can shoot the 3. He can come off the bench. He's been doing that a little bit lately because Philly has a good rotation with guys that gelled and play the complete game with De'Anthony Melton now, some defense in Philly. Like, what's that? You know, they're doing well. All that to say, I enjoy collecting Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bane, Sean Kemp, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I need to get a few more of his. Ja Morant, Michael Jordan, and Mark Price. Mark Price was that guy where, you know, you watch him and you look at it, that's just a 6 foot tall, you know, regular guy that I might see at a restaurant or something. And he's scoring 25 points a game and he's dropping threes over just about anybody in the NBA in the 90s. So as a local Cavalier fan, I love having Mark Price. I've got a couple of Mark Price autograph cards. One that he autographed in person for me. That was really sweet. Desmond Bane. I mentioned Ja Morant. I think where the overlap is for me between collector and investor, I see the best return or the best upside really with those two Memphis Grizzlies. I think Ja Morant and Desmond Bane are two of the very best investments in basketball cards today. And one of the things I'm learning, you guys, is, yeah, it matters which player you buy. It really does. It really does. What have they done so far? What are they doing now? What could they do in the near future and long term that people don't realize? All the things that Luka could possibly do, Luka Doncic, are baked into his value already. I feel the same about Cade Cunningham, LaMelo Ball, and maybe Jalen Green a little bit. But some of these other players that they're already on playoff teams, but they don't have the huge names and they didn't have the huge hype when they came into the league, and their cards weren't ripped out of hobby boxes and sent to PSA immediately. I'm talking about Desmond Bane. I'm talking about Anthony Simons, and I'm talking about Tyrese Maxey, who just came back from injury. So my favorite players, for some, there's an overlap between, hey, guys I've always enjoyed watching and following as their careers advance, but also players that I've said, early on, I like that guy's game. I think he's got potential. And so if you've got guys like that that you're looking at right now, in fact, I should just go with the five prospects or the we got next guys. Wait a minute. Yeah, let's do the prospects. I'm just going to do Western Conference prospects right now because I've got a list of five names. Is it five? Five guys. Hey, it is five guys. That I'm just saying, you'll be glad you listen to the end of this episode to hear these five names. They're guys that are already getting lots of minutes, trust, big shots. And the if you listen to the local podcasts for Denver and Houston and Nollins and Portland, you hear a lot about these players because they get the thrill of watching them night after night after night. And so I have my eye on these cards for investing, these players. In fact, every one of them, except for, well, I guess the guy whose cards aren't out yet. Unless you count NBA Hoops, and I don't. I appreciate that NBA Hoops cards exist, but when they are overprinted paper, hard to judge what condition they're going to be. They're the first one released, so people can rush and say, yay, I got Paolo Banchero cards, yay, or Paolo Banchero auto, yay, when there's really like 25 more types of cards to come out in the next 12 months. I don't want to overpay for stuff that's not going to be worth much in a week. Like, I'm glad that they're affordable for kids again. I'm glad that you can find wax on the shelves. That's blaster boxes at Walmart for the layman's terms. But I'm not buying hoops. I'm not. So I'm not getting any Jalen Williams cards yet, but I like his game. I really like what he does. Yeah, whenever he's had the chance. So Oklahoma City, nice job getting him. New Orleans, I like Trey Murphy III. I do. I'm a little bit nervous about that. What they're doing with their roster. You know, how they feature one guy last year who was doing great, Herb Jones. And this year, it's like that guy can't find, you know, 20 minutes a night when a lot of people thought he was the next something, something. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. All I know is Trey Murphy has some big games and shown some big scoring potential, and they like going to him in a lot of key moments. So he can really fill it up. And there's some decent prices on his rookies and autos this year. So Trey Murphy III, shout out to our listeners in the Discord. You guys mentioned Trey Murphy to me a year ago, and I was like, yeah, Trey Murphy, please. Why waste time on Trey Murphy? Because, you know, Desmond Bane exists. Well, Trey Murphy's, any chance he gets, he puts up big numbers. And so does my next guy, Bones Highland, Nashawn Bones Highland. I'm just going to say his name and move on. You can do your homework. I think you should. And then the next two guys, well, one of them is very raw, but I like what Shaedon Sharpe has already shown in his potential in the NBA to be a superstar. Right, Brad? A superstar. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Shaedon Sharpe, super athletic. He's going to be in the dunk contest. He has a lot of potential. There's a reason Portland picked him sixth overall. Portland knows how to identify wings and scorers, and they've amassed a lot of talent. It's just a matter of, can they put this thing together, right? And how will they figure out who does what? It's Dame's universe. Like, he's still capable of dropping those 50s, but man, they've got a lot of good players around him. So all that is a Shaedon Sharpe. And then finally, last but not least, let me find the list again as I Alperen Şengün. I know it's a weird name to say. You're not used to saying Alperen Şengün, but I suggest you get used to it. Last night he had like 30 points and 15 boards against the Lakers in a televised, the revolution is televised. Like, there are players like that. Who are your prospects? The guys that you watch and you're like, huh, I'll say this. I listed some guys I'm watching, but I don't feel as great about any of them as I did a year ago about Maxey, Bane, Simons, Halliburton. I just don't know yet. I think Emmanuel Quickley is a fantastic player, but I can't say I've locked in on one, and I don't know if I need to. Maybe you've already locked in on one and you're like, dude, I'm glad he didn't mention my guy. it's our secret, right? But I would love to hear who you're watching. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I better wrap this up before I get into too many more lists, right? My tendency is to just talk on and on about cards. Had a great time at the Hartville Card Show this past week. I'll say more about that in our next episode. But guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been Gary, part of the Basketball Forever Podcast Network. Check us out, but follow us, like us, share us on Instagram at Hoops and Cards. Show notes today, we'll talk to you about some of our best resources like Market Movers and nooffseason.com. Good stuff, because guys, I don't know about you, but I want to stay in touch with the trends and with opportunities to buy and sell, whether that's a nice rookie patch auto of a player that I couldn't afford a month ago, but there's some good deals. Or if it's players that I'm like, I've been waiting to pounce on a deal, and now, before the All-Star break, now looks like a good time. So check out those resources in our show notes. And guys, hope you have an awesome week. Well, we'll see you next time at Hoops and Cards.
LeBron James.
So why don't you make like a tree?
Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
To the paint off to DeSumo. He left that short. Rebounded by LeVert. Here's Mitchell. He just blew right past Levine. Mitchell to the basket. Oh! Puts it up and in.
Donovan Mitchell show.
What a night.
Epic.